we had an abundant amount of deals coming in that we wanted to see. We didn't want to wait 3 to 6 months for the flip to happen to generate some money because we had marketing costs. So we reanalyzed all the deals we had under contract and said, wait a minute, how much money could we make wholesaling these deals? We know what an investor would need to make because we bought it as an investor mindset. We're like, there's margin in here and we can wholesale 3 of these deals and what we would make in one of them in like 6 months. So it was speed, right? We're like, wow, we can really make money quicker. And yes, more the person flipping it has the potential of making more money, but we knew in 2-3 weeks what we would be making instead of hoping we would make a certain dollar amount in 3 to 6 months or however long it would take.
Mic check.
I'm good.
Mic check.
You can read about success all day long, but if you don't put in the work, the mindset, execution, and the hustle behind your vision, it just remains a dream.
When everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility.
We uncover what high-level entrepreneurs, business owners do to rise up from hustling daily.
So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Join me as I share with you actionable tips to help you grow your business, learn skills, and help you level up in your self-development journey.
Your number one spot for business and personal growth is the Online Hustlers Podcast with your host, Esteban Andrade. Every day I'm hustling.
So I'm just curious now, like, what do you think that you had in your mindset that for you is normal, but maybe for other people might not be normal to have that mindset? You signed up for an entire year, 12 months, and you knew that regardless of what's going to happen, it's going to win. But what is the reasoning behind it that got you to have that mindset? Like, what are those top mindset things that you understood before starting out this game and working with us?
Yeah. So I did a lot. I mean, before going into it, I went to different trainings of mindset trainings, real estate trainings, and I guess I wasn't born just with that mindset. It's been an evolution, right? Of just learning, reading books, educating myself. Like I talked about, investing in something that teaches you processes, systems, and you really start learning that most successful companies, they all have a system, they all have a process, and you just have to, one of the mentors that I know, he called it R&D, rip off and duplicate, right? You just take what people are doing, put your own spin on it, and put it to action, right? So it's been a lot of just feeding myself. And another thing that I think it's just knowing your why, right? I knew going into it 100% that I had, because of what happened earlier in the year, I just wanted to make it work for my family as well, right? I wanted to build a system where I wasn't on the phone calling every day, trying to get leads. I had people calling me, right? That they wanted me to help them out. So it did. It freed up a lot of time for us. Of not being on the phones, calling every single day, hundreds of thousands of people, and where we were able to create a system where people that were distressed were reaching out to us and were coming to us because they needed some help.
Yeah. What do you think that are the top mindset issues that real estate investors and wholesalers have before investing into themselves or investing into marketing, for example, that it's so important that to generate leads, to generate potential sellers?
Right. I don't know, because I don't know everybody's mind, but a few things that I've heard, right, is that they can figure it out themselves, right? And it's true. I think over time, you can watch enough YouTube videos, talk to enough people. You can try, but you can also lose a lot of money if you don't know what you're doing, right? Like, you can go into deals or do deals wrong, do some wholesale deals wrong, get sued, or get a property because you're a flipper and not really know how to run your numbers. Next thing you know, you have hard money lenders wanting their money back. You can't be able to give them what they're supposed to have. That I think they just want to figure it out themselves. It's kind of through trial and error. I didn't want to go through trial and error. I just wanted to do it right. do it right from the beginning, know how to do it right, implement it, and see the results come through. I have the mindset of, the best investment you can make is in yourself. I honestly don't understand how people will invest in a real estate flip that stops, that transaction stops. You buy it, you flip it, you make some money, and it's over, right? So you are investing in something every single time in the real estate game. But the person that's making all those choices is you. It's yourself. So for me, I'm like, well, I am my most important asset. Forget all these other houses. I'm the most important asset because mine is infinite. Whatever I learn, I can duplicate that over and over and over and over, and it's limitless with what I can do. So that's why I look at it as doing that. And then when we talk about the business aspect, investing back in your business, creating these systems, creating partnerships with people to do what they're experts at, and you get to leverage that, right? And that helps you grow in your business as well.
So one thing that you've had some from the very beginning, and this is just me seeing you inside the program, is so there is a lot of shiny object syndrome out there, but you've been able to be really focused and get your attention into the game real, real strong. And you see why I see it. It's because from the very beginning, you were focused on going to sales trainings, being able to really improve your craft, being able to just make that sword sharper of sales. And every single week you would go and take Juan's advice, bring in leads or situations, a case study with a seller, and going very, very disciplined into these calls, which made me realize that you really are full in. You're taking advantage of this. A lot of people do not understand every single thing that it takes to become successful in this game. It's very simple process. You just have to do it. You have to do the boring work, the boring stuff, and stuff that maybe is going to take your daily time away. But once you have it in order and once you're doing it, you're going to see that these daily activities that you got to do, such as learning how to properly understand sellers, talk to sellers, connect with sellers, understand their pain points, being able to properly follow up with sellers, being able to properly manage your pipeline, and being able to get back to sellers at the time that you need to, or touch base with them, follow up with them in a long period of time. Don't forget about your customers, about your sellers. Don't forget about your buyers. So all these daily activities that will that you have to do on a day-to-day basis that people think that they do, but don't really do, and they don't really optimize to do the very best of it and be highly productive. You were doing it. I saw you behind the trenches every single day, every single week. Even though you guys were making already good money, you were there. Like, you were showing up. Okay. And I think that even Juan can say it, Juan Icasio can say that you sent him a few of the deals, screenshots that you did, including that six-figure flip that you once did, and like a big wholesale deal or something like that. I was able to see that. But all right, let's go back a little bit into starting into the online game. And were you still doing cold calling while you were doing it online?
No, we kind of pulled back from that just because we wanted to, like you said, we were doing the training. We were on there every single week learning how this process, because it was new to us, right? And we just wanted to make sure that we were, like you said, being committed. We just put a big investment into our own business. So we wanted to make sure that we were going to maximize training that we were going to be getting, learning from other people in the wholesale game, studying my wholesale classes that I had, masterminding with Noah. What are we going to shift? What are we going to do? What markets are we going to be looking into? Where do we have an influence? And it was in our local market. It wasn't just about acquiring properties in the wholesale game. It's about dispositioning properties. You can get as many properties as you want, but if you can't move them, those leads don't mean anything to you, right? So we were focusing on building our buyers list and making sure people were aware with what we were doing. So that way, the minute we get a deal, in a few days or in a couple of weeks, that property was dispositioned to someone else. So,
and this was in a very short period of time. Like you, what you guys went in and it's been less than 12 months with, you know, on the wholesale side or about 12 months. And, you guys had to figure that out, all of that with speed, shorten that time frame. Obviously, Noah was hustling and not really making a lot of money by himself before he met you. But what do you do to shorten that time frame so far? Like, in order to quickly get buyers, understand the dispos system, understand the getting deals done. Like, what do you do to shorten time frame that you needed in order to, apart from getting the leads and the contracts, getting them closed?
So what did we do to kind of make the process happen faster?
Yeah.
Well, it was, so, and I don't know if I've told you this. So the wholesale game, yes, we wanted to do wholesaling, but we were still in the mindset of wanting to get properties to flip. But we had an abundant amount of deals coming in that we wanted to see. We didn't want to wait 3 to 6 months for the flip to happen to generate some money because we had marketing costs. So we reanalyzed all the deals we had under contract and said, wait a minute, how much money could we make wholesaling these deals? We know what an investor would need to make because we bought it as an investor mindset. We're like, there's margin in here and we can wholesale 3 of these deals and what we would make in one of them in like 6 months. So it was speed, right? We're like, wow, we can really make money quicker. And yes, more the person flipping it has the potential of making more money, but we knew in 2-3 weeks what we would be making instead of hoping we would make a certain dollar amount, a certain figure in 3 to 6 months or however long it would take to get the property finished. So, but we saw that factor of speed and the factor of our community relationships that we had with people, that we had people that they trusted us with the knowledge that we have, the relationship that we've been honest with everybody with what we're doing. So I think that's really where the speed came in, was one, understanding, training. Obviously, I have to give it up. You've mentioned Juan Nicasio many times, you know, attending the training, learning how to get the properties locked up, how to get a buyer, how to move the properties over to the buyer, you know, doing all that side of it. So building our list of buyers, going on Facebook, letting people know, hey, we have a deal, who's looking for properties in Utah, you know, building our buyers list, going on Facebook, going on different platforms that we could go and let people know that we had a deal that we could assign over to them. And and just sticking, we made sure that our investors that would come in would know that whatever contract we had with the buyer, they needed to make sure that they are going to see it through, right? Hey, if this close date, you need to make sure to make it happen at this point. I think another thing that really helped us out with the speed factor that you've asked about is we marketed to the right people. We weren't trying to wholesale deals to people that didn't know what they were doing. We went to people that have the knowledge of flipping properties, that have the experience of flipping properties. So we were bringing people what they knew what to do with it. They could run their numbers really quick. They had the lending or the buying power to be able to buy these properties. So I think a lot of it was our partnerships that we have with our buyers list. A lot of our buyers, they've been repeated buyers from us, right? We've wholesaled multiple properties to them. And I think that's from the one, bringing quality opportunities to them, and two, having that relationship back and forth with them.
And how long did it take you to bring that relationship, get that relationship with buyers? Like, it's not like you're like, oh, just posting on a shotgun approach on Facebook and then ultimately getting like some sort of like someone telling you, hey, I want to buy, and then you just, you know, you put them in your mail list and you just blast it, and then like you actually taking the time to, you know, develop these relationships? Like how are you currently doing that?
Well, one of them was I'm in the education that I have, it's a nationwide group of real estate investors. So honestly, it doesn't matter what state I pick up a property. We mainly market in Utah, Idaho, but if someone lives in Utah and they have a property in Detroit, like the last deal that we just wholesaled was a property in Detroit, we were able to reach out in our community of people in that area and see who in that area that has that same knowledge, that has that same drive, is doing real estate investing. So we were able to go out and find people in different states and stuff like that. So that has been huge. To just a lot of the people that did get deals from them, we've known them from learning together, going to events together. And that really, I think that's what's kind of made the speed factor happen for us.
When you got this Detroit deal, who did you reach out to? Was it like someone inside of the community of Hustle Media, like Facebook groups? Like what was that? How was that?
So we did. We've reached out, and I'm glad you brought that up. So in the Hustle Media, we have, you know, people in every single state doing things. So we have the opportunity to just JV, right? Joint venture work with other people in other communities. This was one of those rare ones where we actually did go to the city and we looked up real estate investing in the city, and we ended up finding an end buyer. Noah was the one that took that on. He dispositioned that property. So,
okay, that's awesome. So Noah's taking care of dispositions. Are you taking care of acquisitions?
Yeah. So I also help with, because I have that relationships with people in the real estate community. They now know Noah. He's my partner. He's came in. He has the education side as well. It's kind of funny. We both take on the acquisition part, disposition part, because we just go with whoever's available to jump on and do it. Now, okay. I feel that my strong suit is on the acquisition part, is on the negotiation, is on problem solving and stuff like that. Noah, it is newer to the game and he's doing amazing. And the training he's been getting has really helped him out. But I think a lot of it is just comes through. In every sales position that I've had in the past 14 years was all problem solving, dealing with mad people, being called so many different names for stuff that you have no responsibility for what happened, right? So I think a lot of it was just the experience that I have of being able to negotiate, being able to problem solve and stuff like that. That it just doing it in the real estate side, I feel is really natural for me. I feel like I can really connect with people and make them feel that, hey, we're here just to help you out. So,
yeah. Well, at the same time, I feel like also he's also doing the entire B2B part of the sales, because whenever he connects with people in the real estate cash buyer side or these relationships that he had, that's more of a B2B transaction at the end of the day, right? Like you bring in a contract that you already have and you have to be able to like sell it to the proper buyer. Right. You have to be able to properly do it so that you get the right profits. The person also is making the right amount of money. It knows that you guys can continue to be doing business together and such. So you also have to have the sales side of it, right? It's a different sales. It's a different type of negotiation or, you know, tactics that they got to utilize, but it's also sales, right? Now, Noah, at this current moment, what do you feel like you guys continuously grow and bring in more people, mm-hmm. and now that you guys are showing up as making already millions in real estate wholesaling, what are going to be those roles that you guys are going to take in once you start delegating more of the operations, more of the production side, Like, where do you see yourself now growing inside the company and Noah growing inside the company?
Right. And we've talked about that. We've talked about, hey, how can we start being business owners instead of just working in the business, right? And, yeah. it just comes to building more relationships. So recently, one thing that we did is, we ended up hiring an acquisition manager, not really acquisition manager, but I guess more of an account manager. So we hired a virtual assistant through Remote Latinos that we were able to hire. She had experience already doing cold calling. Her name is Lynn Manalin. She's from the Philippines. She is amazing. So now, because of the leads that were coming in, not everybody really understands what it's for. They're clicking on Facebook. That she's now able to jump on there and vet people and then schedule appointments for us. So she's getting the temperature of people to see where they're at, how serious they are, and then see if it's worth us scheduling an appointment for her. As she grows into that role, we want to start bringing on more acquisition. I feel like I do a good job, but I would love to find someone that is a lot better than me at getting deals, right? I'd love to find that person. It could be Noah, it could be Lynn, it could be someone else that we bring on that is able to take on that role, and they're able to do better than I can, right? Of being able to get deals under contract and be able to disposition. I know Noah, he has motivation to do the same thing, where we can bring people in together, do the right training. And now we're working with our business in the business of, okay, what other systems can we implement? What other marketing strategies can we do? The market is shifting, and you either shift with the market or you get left behind, right?
Yeah.
So we need to start looking at what other avenues. We started just recently doing more cold calling, working with real estate investors, with people that have had properties listed for a long period of time. How can we create a win-win with them, right? How can we come in, pick up these properties? So getting creative, doing seller finance. I mean, there's a lot of different ways and strategies that we're learning, things we didn't even know about, that we've learned in the training with Juan and with other people that are doing things different in different states. How can we implement different strategies? So I think our role will be more of how can we do different things to continue growing and changing with the industry that's happening.